这些设备要求是按制成项目用的什么设备需要使用？
I appeal to you to generate the highest intention to achieve the stage of Buddha in order to be of service and help to all beings whose number is as vast as space itself. And to this end, think to yourself, I will listen to the discourses on the stages of the path.
전에 쌍용이 땅 시중에 지는 제가 그거 도망 몇 번은 주뭐 대친 거지 뭐 마음 봐라 다시 자라는 자라는 다시 주변 가까 매비 다 대친 거지 주변이 뒤에 이제 되어 해서 쌍용이 땅
We all of us have gathered here, and if we think carefully, it is a very momentous occasion because it's a time when we are able to do something that we have not been able to do for a long time in the past, and something that will not be easily repeated in the future. However, if you do succeed in doing something now, it will make a huge difference.
다 대신 뭐 대학 가르치는 땅은 저 시와 토만 중앙이야 말이야. 다 뒤에 담당된 거지 농아 년에 그거 대여 받아 세 번에 담당한 수 농아 가리에 매 서서 년년 어디 나갈 거야 그래서.
The backdrop for this is that we have had to begin we have had innumerable existences. In fact, there is no beginning to our past existences. And what was our existence? What were they like? They were no different from what they are like now. And our life at the moment, although a human life, better off as compared to lower species, still is fraught with difficulties and problems. And lives in the past were no different from this.
딱 하나 먼저 지 전지도 지 다음에 소수주 가문주 그 간다 때에서 지 데비 노만의 데비 요즘 뭐 가르쳐 주면서 나와도 로카시 이기나 딱 가베 둔다 나베 둔다 집에 둔다 그 때는 이 시와 심해로 둔다 딱 나타올 줄은 유아용이
So at the moment, we have a relative degree of comfort, well-being, physically and mentally. We feel we are fine and nothing wrong with that. But what we have got is not stable. The degree of well-being or wellness we have is subject to change in a matter of a few months. And in a matter of a few years, aging will begin to work its way on our life. And aging will then weaken life vitality that we seem to have now. And ultimately, this life comes to an end. This is not to make life bleak, rather to draw attention to human reality. And then see what we can do to address the problem.
제가는 또 텐데 동화대 지 전지고 변조사였는 로종사 미세는 또 분명사는 근데 따원이 딱 그런 동화대 세다 다시 매번에서
This ongoing human suffering of being born, constant aging, intermittent sickness, and the finite meeting with death. Are unavoidable, inescapable, and we simply have to go through them. And these cannot be averted through material resources, through power and position, through youthfulness, or through having you know, wide circle of friends and so on. Seen from a Buddhist perspective, the means which will help address these sufferings is only a spiritual one, and there is no other means. As for spiritual means, there is a range of choices for people to make, for there are many spiritual traditions in the world, and of many spiritual traditions, the one taking place here is a Buddhist one. So, Buddhism, like other traditions, have its own features, unique features. Among many unique features, there's one feature called four reliances, four types of reliance. And the Buddha said, don't rely on the person, rely on the teaching. What this means is we shouldn't be influenced by the external appearance of somebody in the position of teaching. We should examine, we should look for the content, quality of the discourse he or she presents. It would be wrong to follow somebody just because of their name, on the grounds that they have some extra sensory perception, or they are famous in the world. We shouldn't use these as determining factors. Rather, we should choose. We should examine and choose in terms of the quality of discourse or the teaching. Second type of reliance, Buddha said, don't rely so much on words, rely on the content or the meaning. So it's not so much the words as the contents that really have bring desired outcome or changes for the better. One shouldn't be so much carried away by the choice of diction, words, manner of delivery, and intonation, and so on. While these are necessary aids, but if the message conveyed by this fine diction and so on ultimately come to nothing in terms of what you're looking for, then the words have failed us. Therefore, rely not on words, but on the content or the meaning. So, So as for meaning, there are two levels of meaning, called interpretive or provisional meaning, and ultimate or definitive meaning. So Buddha said, as for meaning, rely not on the provisional, but rely on the definitive meaning. So, how do we determine teachings to have a provisional meaning and the teachings having definitive meaning? Although there are many ways of drawing a distinction between the two, and the one that is commonly accepted as is this: a teaching is said to be provisional in meaning, or is said to carry only a provisional or interpretive meaning, if that teaching is given for temporal benefit in order to suit the mental makeup of the recipient, and is only tailored temporarily to suit the aptitude of the audience. Whereas a teaching is said to have a definitive meaning if the content of the teaching marries the ultimate nature of reality, if the teaching given really is in correspondence with how things actually are ultimately, those teachings have definitive meaning. The fourth reliance is called rely not on senses, sense consciousnesses, rely on mental consciousness. So that means we as humans, for that matter, all sentient beings, use their senses to understand their surroundings and objects. So we use senses, we use our sense consciousnesses to register and to understand what they specifically observe. Then we also use mental consciousness to think about or to consider matters that affect the way we think. So between the two avenues of cognition, sense consciousnesses and mental consciousness, objects of sense consciousnesses are less reliable as objects of a mental consciousness.
但是呢，可是呢，他们讲的学问，因为他代表和你空气呢，他们那学问也是三年，你看那个样嘛，那空气松了，他那你接完气呢，所以看那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那
or reliances. What can we infer from the explanations of these four reliances? We can infer that Buddha has given us total freedom to choose or to reject what he teaches. If what he teaches do not appeal to your mind and is not grounded in reasoning and fact. Even the words of the Buddha can be discarded. So Buddha has therefore given freedom to critique and make an informed decision.
지금 삼도서 다 지수되어 있어요.
So what things can we critique and make full use of the freedom given by the Buddha? for Buddhists, there are three main areas to critique, and they are called the three principal paths.
这边呢，根据呢，就像我一样，尽可望达到如何去融入这些所有的了。那么就最好的个点呢，就是没有没想到的就要的是，因为学习就在上头，他还那边就直接我操那边是。The
first principal path is called the part of renunciation, and part of renunciation. The discourses on the part of renunciation begins with the blanket statement that there's nothing attractive about affairs, about things of a mundane existence. Everything is hemmed in by suffering. Everything in mundane existence is nothing but fraught with suffering. And when we hear such a statement, is that there's nothing attractive, nothing good, but painful and suffering, it hits us, and we feel in the beginning uncomfortable with the statement. However, when we think about our own experiences within a given lifetime, for example, things make sense.
인테니보다 순수 생각을 찾잖아. 근데 담배가 가서는 이 소식을 롱기 때 타도 봐도 땡지 동화 안에 쇼바지 쇼바라 롱야와도는 높이 타도 좀 세쟁이다. 대 쪼고쪼고 세야 되면 그 손을 이래 보니까 호주로 되면 전화를 해 세상 맛이 이나 주제 할래가 다 이제 좀 쇼야래서.
The second principal path is called the path of bodhicitta, a Sanskrit word, which means universal altruism, to bring the highest good for all sentient beings or to all sentient beings. And the universal altruism, the teachings on universal altruism calls upon listeners to become utterly selfless in the pursuit of happiness, and to dedicate all their energy in life to pursuing only the good of other people and forget one's own good. And now, this flies in the face of entrenched self-love that we have. And all it is called, you know, enlightened self-interest, whatever. However, when we consider Buddha's teaching on this, it will also begin to make sense. The third principal path that one can critique, and the teachings on that one can critique, is the path of a right view. The path of the right view again makes such a shocking statement, a statement that you would find shocking. And the Buddha says there is no self. And when Buddha says there's no self, then we find a loss of us, a loss of one's person. And then you critique and you retort, saying that how can you say there's no self when I experience pain, I experience pleasure, whatever I do, there's me doing things. However, the statement that that there's no self, when you considered what is meant by that self, which one doesn't have, and why, and when we consider the reasonings Buddha presents to establish that, again, in time, the teaching will grow on one.
때든 거기에 서로 또 능력이 좀 있어도 쉬고 있다 말해 되어서 그래서나 이게 좀 많이 되지 말든 땅에 좀 숨이 이제 좀 많이 단단된 거지 누가 먼저 해야 말이야. 자 단단히 이게 좀 말씀 좀 되지 자 때로 때는 땅에 뭐 주변 잡아 주셔야 해요. 땅만 좀 집에 버튼 그래서
So when we consider Buddha's teaching on the three principles of the path, these teachings are, you know, these teachings present fresh, new perspective about what we want to get out of life. And these present new perspective, new solution to age-old problems. And if we were to follow suit the status quo, and keep repeating what we have been doing so far in the past, loving, driven by self-cherishing, out of the belief that self has some kind of intrinsic nature and so on, and thinking that world is beautiful, and then one will be caught up in the same story and the same experience. If you want to break free from the vicious cycle of mundane existence, there has to be, as you, if you don't mind me using the word, there has to be a new shift in paradigm, or there has to be a paradigm shift. And Buddha's teachings on the three principles of the path do indeed present a shift in a paradigm of what is and what is not.
제가 단단히 신디 누가 상말이 다시 요거 저는 내가 하는 영화는 지 소설 저도 뭐 저때 다 소설 굉장히 뭐 소설 지고 전에는 소설을 단단히 친 니가 소설에니 이 영화도 다시 세다 제가 있는 제가 저는 내가 뭐 뭐지 하는 소설 쾌라도 그래서 신디 쾌도 당연히 갖고 지야 말해서
So, as critically discerning person, then we need to have an open mind and to explore the new perspective and the new means, a solution to the age-old problem, and see how far we succeed. And it's up to one, of course, whether to take recourse to these. Take advantage or try these or not. If one were to try these new, apply this new perspective to our experiences, and then in time they will make, I believe, they will bring in a lasting change that will have far-reaching implications about our experiences and the quality of our experiences in many subsequent lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. ji sono tane de ta ngaro ngi sono tane de ngi ro ngi sono go kona ji sa ngi se
so if we take advantage of this situation presented here and this discourse presented here and then you know and then wake one's mind from the slumber of ignorance about how things actually are and then you know things will change for the better. However, if one were to disregard these, rather stick to the old way of praying to some external source, an external being, and believing that he or she out there, an omnipotent, omniscient external being, can bring or rather solve our ills, our suffering, then I personally feel it will not get far in terms of what one is seeking. So, relying not on yourself through your own action and taking personal responsibility, but rather relying on some external source to bring an end to one's predicament and so on, is no different from the story that I'll share with you. And there was at one time famine in Tibet, according to the story. And then a family had nothing to feed the children. And so what a man and a woman did was to put a small bag of, fill a small bag of, small bag with the sand and tie it to the, to the ceiling and saying that this is our last provision called Champa Adya, rose barley flour. And so the parents kept promising that they will have a good time enjoying the Champa, and yet never given and never gave Champa to the children. So the children did not die of starvation, but just by the sheer force of the will that one day they will be able to enjoy it. But please do not misunderstand me as putting other religious traditions down. I'm not doing it. But to be honest with you, personally speaking, for me, what appeals to me is maybe I'm being biased because being a Buddhist, but for me, what appeals to me is the way of happiness taught by the Buddha. So on your part, like Buddha said, you could critique. You should critique all things, including spiritual areas, spiritual traditions, and then make informed choices. And if you have difficulty having access to the topics, then you know you could try to read works of scholars and practitioners of all the traditions to help you to arrive at a sound conclusion.
所以南北有几年不生的，春秋生的，他结果都是学意思嘛。So
this morning, now I like to go back to what we were talking last week, rather last Sunday, and that is bodhicitta. Bodhi means enlightenment or awakening. Citta means desire or aspiration. So aspiration to full awakening, or which has been called in this context universal altruism.
当时就算是那大上的学习，大清不的，我们中间的，就阿拉的米提供提高了，这里就高西嘛，这里就提高，安尼西高的高了。So
bodhicitta is extremely profound and extensive, and for a lot of us, it could be the first time that you hear the word. And so then the areas of the practice of bodhicitta are quite complex as well. It's even much harder to let your heart or your mind take on the tone of bodhicitta itself, so that when you think of bodhicitta, when you hear discourses on bodhicitta, something happens to your heart and you are moved from within. You are positively and emotionally moved by bodhicitta. To arrive at that degree of experience, it takes a very long time. Then still harder is to develop spontaneous bodhicitta. Here, the Dalai Lama has said of himself in the past, when it comes to thinking about one of the three principle path called the right view, he said the right view is called the profound. And indeed, initially, right view is difficult to understand, but the right view, he said, he became more and more convinced with the passage of time that he could develop right view, reflecting on the reasons that go to establish the right view. But he said he found bodhicitta utterly daunting and almost discouraging, that you have to become utterly selfless for the sake of all sentient beings, even the Dalai Lama, who is considered the Buddha of compassion in human form, even he makes such statements about it. Now, recently, he has said, although in the beginning I had great difficulty accepting bodhicitta or believing that I could ever develop it, but he said, I have never given up. I have received teachings from various Buddhist sources, particularly teachings of the Buddha and the writing of Shantideva, from Bodhisattva Chara Avatara. Once he has had teachings on these sources, or from these sources, his perspective about his ability changed. And he said now, he has said recently, if only he had time, and had time to meditate on the teachings, after so many years, he says, now I feel I could develop bodhicitta. So, from Tibetan perspective, for Tibetan people, the Dalai Lama is universally taken as the spiritual mentor, a Buddha of compassion in human form. And this, yet he has made such statements about the difficulty of developing bodhicitta in the light of the practical difficulties that people like ourselves really find it. So what is the bodhicitta? Bodhicitta is a primary mind with the twin aspirations. Bodhicitta is a primary mind conjoined or linked with the twin aspirations. The aspirations are aspiration to service to others, aspiration to serve and work for the highest good of all sentient beings throughout space. That is the first aspiration. And then the second aspiration is aspiration to full awakening. For one to be able to tirelessly work to bring the highest good to all sentient beings, one needs to be in a position of ability, competence. For that, one needs to awaken from the slumber of ignorance and so on, from desire. So that's called bodhicitta. So that's the meaning of what bodhicitta is, and then we need to think about whether one as a person can take on board, can cope with the enormity of the scope of this mind. And if you, rather in time, if bodhicitta grows on you or takes root in your heart, then you, as a practitioner, as a serious practitioner, one needs to approach a Buddhist teacher, and from their presence, you take an oath or pledge that you will never forsake this mind.
And
this is called taking wishing bodhicitta through oath.
嗯，真的，当这些文章里面讲了那么多，写完人的这些都没找人，讲了那么些，那咋，咋有人要呢？
Then it's all right to take a pledge and promise that you will uphold this mind, this precious mind, but you need to ensure that you retain this. For that, there are things you could do in this life, and then there are things you could do to meet with the same mind in the subsequent lifetimes. So there are things you could do, there are four things you could do to ensure retention of bodhicitta in this life. There are four things you could do to retain bodhicitta in next lifetimes. I talked about them in the previous teachings. And so I want to repeat them here now. And now anyway, doing these two sets of four things, you will ensure that you retain and uphold this mind. By simply upholding this mind without doing anything, then one doesn't get far. Remember, actions lead to actual progress, not so much just an attitude. So once you have promised to hold this, then you take the next step. The next step is you take another pledge or promise that you will engage or you'll apply yourself to practicing what is called Bodhisattva deeds. And these deeds are, actually liberating and enlightening in nature.
嗯，他就是希望那时候做，就是希望的，始终那么是人娘的人事。对，那他把叔叔一生颠簸了，学呢，当然他把什么女性女女的，那全就是别人就别当嘛是，学学生当嘛是，应该挺难过的。So,
Bodhisattva deeds or Bodhisattva ideals are subsumed under three types of Bodhisattva ethics. And so you need to know what these are before you take an oath, so that you can make informed choices whether to take this vow or not. After considering what these three types of Bodhisattva vows are, when you think you might be able to keep these vows because you want to move on, you want to advance, then you take the pledge that you will practice the Bodhisattva ideals, and therefore it's called engaging Bodhicitta vows.
所以就是能当把生意的，始终能把年，始终能把寿命的，始终能把寿命的，所以说可能你，你学就成了他，过的学问，所以现在呢，学就是能当把生意的当，能当把肉体能力就是一级的，我们当然要考虑一下，没问题的。So
anyway, what is engaging Bodhicitta vow? Engaging Bodhicitta vow, again vow. It's not a physical, although there are others who think vow is some kind of physical expression, vow is basically a mental thing. So, engaging bodhicitta vow is a mental factor. It's not okay. It's a mental factor which is determined take on the three types of bodhicitta vows. Sorry, the three types of bodhisattva vows. So once you take engaging bodhicitta vow, then you need to protect that engaging bodhicitta vows against 18 root transgressions or fractions and 46 minor transgressions.
그때도
So last Sunday I went through the 18 transgressions as well as I talked about four criteria or four conditions needed to make a transgression full. If one of them is present, not other three present, then it an action on one's part doesn't become root transgression and so on. So this morning I want to talk about the 46 transgressions, minor transgressions, only in names, and Geshe-la said, are these vows now available in translation? And I said, there would be. So he would like to just enumerate them. So now, there are, of 46, there are seven transgression, minor transgressions, which work against the practice of generosity. The first minor transgression is failure to make offerings to the three jewels six times, 24 hours. Okay. Anyway, failure to make offering to three jewels six times a day. The second is a frantic pursuit of material gain from others without being content and simple living. Then the third is not respecting senior bodhisattvas. The fourth is not giving appropriate answer to particular questions asked by others. You know, questions about teaching and for that matter any type of not giving information, not giving right information. The fifth one is to turn down invitation from people who willingly invite you because they like your company. So out of some kind of a grudge and resentment, if one turned down, you would have hurt their, you have hurt their feeling. So it amounts to transgression, minor transgression. And the sixth is not accepting offerings such as gold, silver, whatever that others willingly give to or want to give to you, but if you remain aloof and then, you know, turn down their offering, that also hurts their feeling. There won't be many people who wouldn't accept gold offering. And however, for ordained Buddhists, for ordained monks and nuns, it is against their vow of ordination to touch expensive metal like gold, for that matter, platinum, whatever now, out of for attachment. So if you happen to be an ordained person under Bodhisattva vow, and then there comes somebody who would like to offer you gold, on the grounds that I have the vow of ordination, I shall not take it, accept that. It may be true, but you have hurt somebody's, genuine feeling of generosity. So it goes against the vow. The seventh is not giving teaching to those who seek teaching. So these are seven minor bodhisattva transgressions. There are nine minor transgressions which are opposite of ethics, perfection of ethics. The first one is to reject people who have lost their vows, or people who have committed serious crimes. So one needs to, one needs to accept them, bring them in your care, and not, reject them out of superiority, feeling that these are heinous, these are worthless people. So anyway, to reject those people, it goes against Bodhisattva ideal. So second is not to be serious in safeguarding the vows of ordination and so on, in order to inspire others.
Conditional. 다들 소다 이제 대화실 비전 소다 넘어도 되는 나가로
통보. 네네네.
이번에 아 소다 제와 되는 란 세제 대시 두고도나.
난
소다 제와 맞아봐 세제 되는 이도는 이제.
소다 넘어 순간 된다 심지로 다는 예제를
주어. 어 또 되더라.
Okay, remember the second precept is to be very strict with your vows of ordination, so that you know you set good example to other role model. Now, this third one is a minor transgression, not to work for the benefit, for the good or for others. When you can, in order to keep your vows of ordination purely. So, if you give a great importance to your ordination vows and not help others when you could, even if it means it will break your vows. So you need to. When it comes to helping others, then in other words, you could break your vows of ordination.
我说句话，对吧？我说话的时间就短些，不行了。另外，对另外也讲，你听到吗？现在你先说。另外，你这做这个马戏玩的，我们总是不上了吧？对。这到时间该吃饭前，那得别弄完呀，这吃足了。那可能我得马戏呢。
所以，这是a minor Bodhisattva transgression, not to engage in seven of the ten negative actions. If performing any of these serves a greater good or for vast number of sentient beings, so when it comes to normally speaking, we will not kill, not steal, no sexual misconduct, not telling lie, harsh word, divisive word, and idle gossip. Normally, these are things to be avoided. But when it comes to serving, working for a sentient being, if performance of some of these does fulfill a greater good of sentient being, so one needs to do this. However, if one didn't do this, in order to protect these seven things, you would have rejected. Semjing dun means the cause of sentient beings. So now the fifth one is to engage in to engage out of attachment to flippant laughter and games and so on.
这就我是主播的罗宋啊，那没办法，是吧？The
sixth is not to abandon five wrong means of livelihood. It's against Bodhisattva vow not to abandon these or not to give this up.
Kasa,
So the five wrong means of a livelihood are hypocrisy, flattery, offering, seeking offering, you know, bartering offering. And then abuse of a power to extract gains from other people, and then insinuation. So now here, it's well past, you know, quarter past 11. If people who don't have bodhicitta vows, please feel free to leave now, you know, if you think it's taking too long. But for other people who have bodhicitta vow, it would be useful. So if you leave, if you want to leave now, please feel free to leave, because I need to move a little bit longer. So people with bodhicitta vow, you know, then they could be more patient, because they have taken the precept that you want to be, that you will be dauntless in practice of a bodhisattva ideals. So, the seventh is not clearing bad name, not clearing disrepute, not clearing personal disrepute. So, if one, clearing personal disrepute, a baseless disrepute is important, because one needs to, if you want to be of service to other, you need to have some moral integrity in yourself as well as in the public eye. For that matter, it's important. So the eight is, if beings can't be helped through loving, caring manner, then they need to be looked after through wrathful means. So the ninth one, are we the ninth one?
Yes.
The ninth one is to cast aspersion on bodhisattvas, saying that bodhisattvas have no sense of disenchantment to mundane existence, and imply that bodhisattvas like samsara because they like to come back to samsara. That means to imply that they have no sense of aversion to mundane existence, when in fact bodhisattvas have a far greater sense of disenchantment while they do come back, there's their disenchantment to the world is far greater than that of Hinayana practitioners. So these are nine, okay, long. There are four opposite, Mithuncha means, okay, there are four discordant actions of perfection of patience. The first is not practicing four practices of a virtuous trainee, not embracing four practices of a virtuous trainee. A virtuous trainee is required not to get angry when others become angry with you, and not to insult somebody even if they insult you, and not to hit back when you are beaten up, and not to find fault in others even if others try to dig up your past and try to find faults. So the second is not entering into a dialogue with somebody who has got angry with you. Then you go to the person and clarify your position and let her or him clarify their position so that animosity is removed. So if one didn't do that, it's a minor transgression. Now, it's thirdly, it's a minor transgression. If you do not accept other people's explanation to clear up the air. So the fourth is not pacifying, not reducing the intensity of your anger towards somebody. So what you, in other words, you need to put an end to your anger or hatred for somebody. Rather, if you let it, let it brood, brood over it, so it's against the vow. There are three discordant activities I offer the fourth perfection of enthusiastic perseverance. So the first one is not trying to minimize a love of sleep, and nyomle means unproductive activities.
Lele wangi, kordua. 수수 내로 나지 되는데 다음 코스 되듯이 와 다음 수수 도저히 다 내가 내가도 되는 거 용이지. 나 내로 좀 치러 되냐 맞아 맞아 코스 되야 되냐.
나. So gathering as a wider circle of friends out of apathy in practice, rather than applying yourself to, for example, serious meditation or reflection on meaningful topics, if one become a kind of a socialite and then gather people around you and then, you know, gossip about things, that's against in meaningful, enthusiastic perseverance. And the third is cultivation of fondness for a good gossip.
다른
are three discordant activities of perfection of concentration.
다른
first is not seeking teaching and instruction about, you know, samadhi or concentration.
대화는 눈발 수비네 초생대주다 수수동구 방문제 봐서
괜찮습니다.
대화는 눈발이로
대화.
대화 내 위치로.
나를.
등록은 다 초생 수준이야 대중구 방문제나.
So the second is not curbing or minimizing attachment. Okay. Attachment to objects and so on.
네,
and the third is attachment to the blissful experience of concentration. While you need to develop concentration, but it would be wrong to become to cultivate concentration because of attachment to the in a blissful experience after you have developed concentration.
다시라면
are four opposites or discordant activities with regard to perfection of wisdom.
담보들
So the first is to reject Hinayana out of disrespect for them.
이번에 다 대체군이 내년에 대서 돈이 태면지 디센트 오늘 내년에 대서 시나 예제에서.
It's okay. It is a minor transgression on the part of a budding Bodhisattva, for example, to reject Mahayana teachings, Mahayana practices. And then, you know, proactively only seek Hinayana practices. The third is to reject Mahayana discourses and practice, and then, you know, cultivate the practice of what is called the Tritikas or the the outsiders.
那是我的咯。那是。那是我的体现了体现虚中那虚中的，定级的高啊。The
fourth one is, to develop interest and a liking for the treatises of the outsider, although you do practice Mahayana. 근데슬라.
티지지 사지기 치여와.
나래.
근데 자소는 대화 이어와지. 티노는 가시는 야 대화면 보여요.
나래.
티 얘기를.
The fifth one is to abandon or forsake a section of a Mahayana practice. Although you practice the vast majority, you think this part is irrelevant to me, and then discard that. That's a minor transgression.
那空中我给到底前面句子就完事。
空中问个什么？到底前面中式句吧。
句子就完，到底前面到底不知中式的专业强度嘛？
那里。So the sixth one is, to praise self and put others down mildly. Okay, to praise self and put others down.Mildly out of or coming under the influence of anger or hatred. Seventh is not to listen to a teaching given with a teaching given accordingly by someone out of anger to the person. Let's say you have some anger and then you don't listen to the teaching of the to the teaching given.Methodically, so that's against of Bodhisattva vow. It's a minor transgression, not to pay attention to teaching when you become angry.
那句话的，那南面七十万，南面七六十万，没办法。
The eighth one is to denigrate the manner of delivery and.Verbal expression of a Buddhist preacher, like for example, Mahayana preacher. Then you take care of
it. You take care of it. And you just say, you know, you share it with the union with the chasm. You just cut it.
Larry.
To come on, you watch it. You touch your watch.
Larry.
To don't go in the union.
So these, all these minor transgressions, they are transgressions which counteract or which undermine.The second of the three broad Bodhisattva ethics. And the second of the three broad Bodhisattva ethics is called the ethics of incorporating virtues. So if you commit these transgressions, you are not cooperating.Or incorporating virtues.
那对你军人，他军人对你实际对自己自知就没得说了。
So we are left with 12 more, and then okay, the 12 remaining transgressions, they undermine The third of the three broad ethics is called Simjin Dunji, the ethics of the ethics of working for sentient beings.
但同不对，张老师说了，四话说不就八十。
So the first is you invite somebody, but you don't do, okay, not, I'll say that again, not receiving the guest's invite, invited properly. And not nursing the sick. Not eradicating sicknesses. Not teaching the ways of the Dharma and the ways of the world's of civilized norms to those who are confused about these, and not in educating them. The fifth one is not giving material resources to those who need and want, and The sixth is not paying, not repaying kindnesses of those who have been kind to one. The seventh is not eliminating or not elevating agony and grief of others. The eighth one is not looking after people related to people under your care through Dharma and material provide by teaching and giving basic necessities. The ninth is not acknowledging others' qualities and goodness appropriately and in a fitting manner. Okay, the tenth is doing things not according to others' feeling, rather imposing your way, although it meant to be doing for others, but you need to do it in a sensitive way, taking into consideration how others feel, how things need to be done. The 11th one is not bringing to task those who are unruly appropriately. That means the unruly should be made ruly. Is it right?
No.
How can you say that?
Not sorry.
Time. Unruly.
Not unruly.
Time. Pardon?
Time.
Tame. Okay, I'll say that. Not dealing with the behavior of the unruly. That's okay?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful? The weather is beautiful out there too. So, the last one is not making use of your extrasensory perception and psychic ability or psychic feat when it comes to working for others. No. So I've managed to run through the 4 to 6.
다 근데 사실은 주주생 연애서는 다 등대지로 써놓던에 다 수자대 등대지 써놓던에 다 뒤쳐서 자자존 다 주주생 연애서 대리.
So last week we covered 18 root transgressions, and this morning we covered 4 to 6 minor transgressions, and these call for a great deal of sensitivity to other people's feeling, protecting their feeling, promoting their feeling above your own. So that you know, these 4 to 6 boil down to the essence of essence that others matter more than self. And so we need to become familiar with what these are, and then be very careful, circumspect, sensitive in what we in our social interaction with other people. So, whichever of these transgressions one is most susceptible to committing, so then I would pencil in with the red ink. So that you would make special effort to see that those are dealt with first. Okay, I'd like to finally say this. No matter whether it's a practice of sutra or tantra or bodhisattva vow, there's nothing as important as becoming conversant with the three bodhisattva ethics, and then there are finite divisions as we have just seen, and there is nothing as important, nothing liberating as these.
다들 이해를 못해서 이렇게 되기나 근데 깔려야 되지 소소 치세도 만들어봐 가와 건너 주주 생긴 연애를 생각보다 싸워버렸어
Although I've taken a lot of your time this morning, however, if you, you know, if you take delight in the fact that you got some information about bodhisattva vows, and these will go a long way in changing one's attitude and behavior with regard to other people. And you know, that itself is a bodhisattva ideal. Okay, we'll stop here now. Thank you.
Temple Nana Mepe Temple Dong Strongly moved by great compassion, may I elucidate this treasure of happiness in those parts where the precious teachings have not flourished, or where they once flourished but have now diminished. In the land surrounded by snow mountains, you are the source of all goodness and happiness. Lord Avalokiteshvara Tenzingyatso, may you of the lotus feet remain until the world ends. Through the kindness of my teachers, I have met Buddha's peerless teachings. I dedicate these virtues so that all my gracious may be guided by holy teachers. May the precious body mind not yet born arise and grow. May they all not diminish but increase forevermore. I go for refuge to the teacher of the three jewels. May Buddha's teachings, the source of the Buddhas of the three times, spread and prosper in his name.
No.
有人找谁呢？你像刚才我说的，没对谁，他们工作上交，他们忙不拢，忙完对呢？那你就要动手，你就得接我嘛，工作了。有人找谁？你现在有人找谁呢？那刚才我对谁没对谁？那送到人家忙不拢呢？那你就要动手留着。I
like to say this one. If my teachings are far too long, and that you don't get enough time for meditation here. So please feel free to air your views, and these are not set in a rock or concrete. We can always change according to majority feelings about issues. So feel free to tell them, okay, the right channel. Does anyone any concern about the length of the teaching?
The what,
sorry? Yeah. Is it too long?
The material's very important, and this is the first time even I've heard some of these things after 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very good if people realize just how amazing this experience is.
Long. Nganzula and Mimamuchula tended the Jamju Sembeke Dambat to the Kasan Nyeje, Shibishiru or what? To the Chiki, Sabar is Pemisita, Gachamuchin, Narancha Shabene, Losumju Snala, Nazi, Numat, Nomokonu Musraba, Tinsa and Gashila, the Seka, Shibitun Sumusraba. A Jazan amazing experience is the word Gashila. I'm pleased to hear that, and I hope we will all do our best to live our life according to the values expressed under these minor transgressions and major transgressions and so on. They are all in for others' sake.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.